Thank you very much, your moderator. I think. First of all, allow me to extend or to express my sincere gratitude to WIPO for inviting me to say something on this very important topic on the role of WIPO, and also, of course, for ensuring that at least there's some gender balance in this panel. Initially, I think my colleague Jen was saying that this is the first panel since yesterday that we have two women speaking. Thank you very much for that. And let me start by saying that since yesterday, we've been talking about the licensing issues and the imaging issues as we have seen them in the digital environment. But then, what has been or what should be the role for WIPO in all this? First of all, I would like to draw your attention back to the 1996, when the world saw the conclusion of the two WIPO treaties in Geneva here, the WIPO Copyright Treaty and, of course, the WIPO Performances and Phonograms Treaty. And these treaties are meant to protect creative works in the digital environment and, of course, to address the challenges posed by the digital technologies, mainly with the dissemination of protected material over the Internet, and are therefore referred to as the Internet Treaties. And besides, they are intended to ensure that rights holders can effectively use technology to protect their rights and to license their works in the digital environment. And therefore, they require member states to provide adequate legal protection and effective remedies against circumvention of technological measures used by rights holders to protect their rights. And further, they also ensure that member states prohibit the deliberate alteration of the electronic rights management information. However, we see that progress in monitoring implementation of the WCT as well as the WPPT by WIPO has been slow in this regard. And as you can see, very few countries so far, especially in the developing world or developing countries, have ratified the two treaties. And in addition, WIPO has not so far demonstrated how effective implementation of the two treaties can contribute to access to knowledge in the digital environment and how they can facilitate online licensing of copyright works. So in this regard, we need WIPO to undertake activities that are aimed at assessing the implementation of these treaties in its member states in order to deal or to effectively deal with the social, cultural, and economic issues affecting its members. From the assessment exercise, we believe that WIPO would then develop guidelines that would assist member states, especially in developing and less developed countries, to successfully implement the two treaties. Over and above, WIPO should continue to provide the legal and technical assistance to developing and less developed countries in reviewing their domestic laws and to ensure that the requirements under the two treaties are incorporated therein. What is more important, again, is the fact that in the area of collective management, where I come from, the International Confederation of Societies of Composers and Authors developed what we call the Common Information System tools, the CIS tools, in response to the challenges of digital technology and the Internet. The objective of CIS tools is to administer rights across digital superhighways so that collective management organizations can share information about musical works. And to this end, there are specific databases that are used for identification of authors and their works, which are referred to as interested parties information and works international databases, respectively. So these tools, apart from establishing a global documentation and distribution network, by providing a possibility of online registration of works are also forms of technological protection measures which necessitate online licensing of copyright works. And for example, using the same principle of CIS, five big societies, SACEM, GEMA, the society in Italy and USA, established a fast-track alliance, a system in which the existing computing resources and databases of the five collecting societies are connected in a decentralized but harmonized structure with the idea of rights identification and online licensing of copyright works. And these tools have been effectively and constantly used by the developed societies, resulting in growth in e-commerce. So what we think is that although WIPO itself is not a licensing agency, but there is at least a critical role that it can play. For example, in conjunction with its partners in the field of collective management, it can take a leading role in establishing international standards, tools, and formats that are accepted by governments and stakeholders in developing countries for identification of rights owners in the framework of international copyright structure. This, we believe, would then facilitate a good licensing system. And in this regard, WIPO should carry out a comparative analysis of the rights management tools available for rights identification and licensing of works. Moreover, WIPO has developed a digital collective management tool named WIPO Course, which is made available to collective management organizations, particularly in developing countries or LDCs, free of charge. The tool is mainly used for documentation of members' works and members themselves and distribution of royalties. But we believe that maybe initiative should be there by WIPO to at least extend the development of WIPO course to cover licensing modules that would enable member states to also use the same software for traditional as well as online licensing of works. And we have also been talking of the fact that sometimes copyright, or in general, copyright also conflict with competition laws. And in this regard, in line with the WIPO development agenda, we think that WIPO should put a system that would facilitate identification of digital licensing, particularly in view of the conflict that is there between copyright licensing and competition law. It is therefore an imperative that WIPO undertakes a study on copyright licensing and competition rules and practices by examining the legal frameworks and policies and licensing practices of some member states, particularly in developing countries. And from the study, WIPO would then be required to formulate recommendations that would assist member states to develop pro-competition licensing systems. It would ensure that member states are provided with expert advice on the alignment of domestic laws to competition policies. And then we also think WIPO should undertake a critical analysis of the different licensing models. That is to say, there's need to collect facts on different models of licensing, traditional forms in relation to emerging ones, for example, Creative Commons and open source, which are getting wider acceptance in developing countries, and find ways of how these can be embraced in the digital environment. And WIPO needs to develop guidelines that would assist member states to identify the best practice in licensing within various jurisdictions. And as it was already stipulated earlier on, it's also important to make people aware of these issues, especially that we have several licensing models in place these days. So in this regard, we believe national or regional seminars would be very pertinent in this. And of course, finally, an important point has already also been mentioned, that we need, WIPO should at least devote its resources as well to providing technical assistance in establishing collective management organizations which are pertinent in licensing of works in countries where these do not exist. Thank you.